Well, it's Wednesday the 27th of September, and I don't know why Zed, Moran, Morris and Gray have come in at this inopportune moment, because they weren't invited. Oh, I realize now what happened. I've been completely flummoxed by the fact that I have a very special guest ready to talk to me, and I'm pressing the wrong buttons. But it is a great pleasure to welcome a man who is here to give a motivational talk to you. If you are battling a little possibly with the meaning of things and where you are in time and space, and you feel that your lot in life may be a tough one, well, my very special guest this afternoon has got a story to tell that might probably change your mind about how tough your lot in life is. His name is Rusty. Rusty Labuschagne, and there's a name to conjure with. Rusty, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So you're originally from Rhodesia or Zimbabwe.
Yes.
And you have a hell of a story to tell. But we're not going to go into the depths of this story, because it's quite a frightening one, and it's depressing. Just suffice it to say that you were a very successful safari operator. You had concessions hunting. You did a lot of good stuff in the early days, and then you got into a spot of bother, which resulted in you spending 10 years in prison for a crime that you didn't commit. And most people would say, well, you know, my life was ruined by a miscarriage of justice. I hate the world. I hate people. I'm going to get my revenge. You didn't come out like that. In fact, quite the opposite. And this is the gist of what you're here to talk about. And this. When is your public talk in Belize?
What do you mean, public talk?
You're giving a talk to the public in Belize, and that's really why we're here.
Okay. It's at the Salt Rock Country Club.
And that's on Friday?
On Friday night.
Okay. Yeah. That's really what I was getting at. So if you are, by the time you have heard this discussion, interested in hearing more, then make a date Friday night. Maybe just pencil it in right now, because we're going to discuss what you're going to get from Rusty on that occasion. But let's maybe go back a little and discuss how you came to be in the radio station this afternoon.
Okay, I do a lot of. I've been in the motivational speaking game now for 7 years, and I do a lot of talks to corporates, but it's going more towards ministry and getting the message out to help the public, to help people going through tough times.
And everyone's going through tough times in some form of or another. Really doesn't matter, I think. You know, what you see on the surface, it's a bit like that swan that glides across the surface of the pond effortlessly, but you don't see what's going on beneath the surface, where the paddling is really intense. I think we've all got our demons, and certainly in South Africa at the moment, there are many people that are, I hear from the paramedics that I'm close to, that they've never dealt with as many suicides and attempted suicides as they are right now. The Mighty Men conference that came through recently, Angus Buchan was talking about this phenomenon that's hugely distressing in South Africa. Many people are feeling that the pressures of life are so intense that, well, they can't see a solution, they can't see a way out, and so they literally want to end it. Now, if anyone had a reason to feel like that, it's you. But you don't feel like that. Why?
I've always been someone that took big chances in life, started with nothing, became very successful. But I always dived into things with everything, and always looked on the positive side of everything. And I realized over time that the only way that you get through something, we all, and I don't want to sound arrogant, we all have a hero inside us, but we're not all tested. And we can overcome a lot more than we think we can. And when you have to dig really deep to find solutions to get through those times when you have to overcome what I did, you do. And you grow. You learn lessons others never have to.
Do you say that everyone's got a hero inside them? Yeah. What is the catalyst to triggering the hero to emerge from its slumber?
You know, Dave, you learn from characters that an attractive character is someone that's been through tough times and good times, that's been through the bottom of the pit up to the top of the mountain. And with that journey, you get someone that's flamboyant that's attracted to listen to you.
Like, and you.
Well, I'm not saying that.
You must say that, because is why you're here.
But I'll tell you what, Dave. One thing that I learned is the power of forgiveness. There's far too many people that, and it's our era mainly, that's around 60, where we grew up in boarding schools, 200 k's away from home, only saw your folks at half term. Even if they came to town, you weren't allowed to see them. And, you know, I can't remember my grandmother or my folks cuddling me, telling me I love them, you know, love you, whatever. That was not like that. So
handshake was the thing. Well, stiff upper lip and you be a man, yeah, my son. Yeah.
And we grew up with, and you know what that breeds, Dave, is insecurity, fear of rejection, trust issues. And as a result, you build a wall around you and you don't let much in. And forgiveness I learned in prison. That if you don't forgive, when you have 10 years given to you and you're innocent, is if you don't forgive, you won't make it through there. I watched over 2,200 guys die in my first 6 years. It was during the Zimbabwe dollar crash when there was no food outside of prison, never mind in there. So forgiveness for me was the single biggest lesson I learned in prison.
And what made you forgive?
I was just tired of all the anger, hatred, and bitterness. It was draining me every day.
But did someone come to you with a message of hope? Or no? Where did you find the inspiration?
Because it was eating me up daily, Dave. And I remember the exact moment. The ironic thing, Dave, it wasn't a process. It was an instant mindset decision that I'm putting everything behind me. I actually said to myself, I didn't know the Lord at that time. I said, God, take care of them and let me get through this road that's been put in front of me. What goes around comes around, they'll get what they deserve.
Okay.
And once I'd accepted that, my life in prison changed. And it was like, Dave, like I had a secret that I was keeping and so scared it was going to get out for years and years. And then one day I just thought, I'm going to tell the Oaks. And it was like, it's over. It's out. I'm free. Forgiveness doesn't change the people that hurt you. Forgiveness changes you.
Mm.
And you can't bounce back from anything unless you forgive those who you believe have done you wrong. And only when you forgive and let go of the past can you be fully free to move forward to your full potential.
Now, for those that are battling with the reality of life in an uncertain future, politically, socially, economically, who would you forgive in a situation like that? The politicians, the bank manager, or the creditors?
It goes to even to the extent of forgiving yourself for things you hang on to that you should have done and you didn't do. So it's forgiving yourself. I mean,
I think
people
that's probably
hurt
the
you.
Most powerful message you could deliver.
Yeah.
Forgiving yourself and accepting the fact that you maybe still have a role to play, a future. The best is yet to come.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Self-confidence, self-image, these things, lack of faith, lack of belief, lack of self-confidence, lack of self-image, these things tend to lie at the heart of almost all human suffering.
Yeah.
And what you're talking about is identifying, recognizing the fact that we all have those fears, those weaknesses, weakness, if you can call it that. But how to overcome that? That's the essence of what I'm trying to establish now with you, because clearly you have done that, and you're inspiring many people in your message daily to follow the same road, because clearly it's the best. That's the high road scenario.
Yeah.
I would love you to come with a simple formula. We all want simple formulas. Give it to me. There's got to be a way, huh?
Yeah, you know, Dave. Freedom is not just not being in prison. Freedom is the ability to make a choice and act on it. Freedom is letting go of what you can't control. Freedom is forgiveness. Freedom is being free from negativity. Freedom brings health. If you can be free in all areas of your life, then you'll reach your full potential.
And does that then, in your experience, attract a better outcome? once you've let go of all the resentment and the pain and the suffering, is there a kind of attraction that follows in terms of, you know, people say sometimes one should manifest a better future and it tends to happen like that. In your experience, is that correct?
100%. What you think, you become. And that's in the Bible. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And for me, it's worked 100%. I mean, when I came out of prison, I'd lost everything. So when I went in, I was flying my own aircraft. I had 5 safari camps, fishing resort on Lake Kariba. Life was fantastic. Flashy cars, houseboats, speedboats. And when I came out, there was nothing. And when you go through something like that, Dave, they break you. They crush you mentally and physically. Your soul, your spirit, your confidence, everything. And to pick yourself up again, no matter how confident you were when you went in, is tough.
I want to ask you a very telling question now.
Yeah.
Your life before you went to prison, before it changed fundamentally, sounds like everyone's ideal.
100%.
Do you believe that your life now is better than what it was?
100%. And I'll tell you why. And I thank God for my 10 years in prison. Because I'm a better person now than I would have ever been had I not gone to prison.
Wow.
Yeah. Because before prison, it was all about me. Money, my empire, more and more, and when is enough enough? And now, it's about helping other people and making a difference in other people's lives. Before prison, I was a big fish in Little Bulawayo, going round and round, like a hamster on a reel. And now, I'm a little fish in a whole wide world, making a huge difference. And it's about helping other people.
So literally, your life now is better than it was at your peak prior to that Genesis.
100%. You know, the satisfaction I get from helping others far outweighs the millions I was making before.
Wow.
Yeah. And I just, you realize as you get older, Dave, that you're not taking all the stuff with you. And it's your purpose in life. When you find a purpose and a calling, and you see how the legacy you're leaving, how you're changing so many people positively, then you realize this is what life's about.
Now, this is an important message, and you're here because you're going to give this public talk on Friday.
Friday night, yeah.
Which is going to be, for many folk, I would imagine, quite life-changing. And if you're listening to this and wondering where it's happening and when, etc., just fill me in. It's happening at Umkhladi Country, the Salt Rock Country Club.
Salt Rock Country Club.
And tickets are available where?
At the door, 6:30 to 7. And it's 200 rand a ticket. And
6:30, 4:07. So get there at 6:30.
Yeah.
Get your tickets.
Yeah.
And how long is the talk going to be?
Probably an hour and a half.
Chat afterwards for those that want to come and ask questions.
There's Q&A afterwards, and the Q&A can go for another hour. It covers so much, Dave. So it covers from how my children got through it, empathy, hope, health, forgiveness, gratitude. Yeah, it's a huge depth. Like I said, the freedom, appreciating what true freedom is really like, you know. So there's so many people that pick up different things from the experience, because I talk about the whole experience. I mean, before prison, I had everything I could ever wish for. And you go through that from flying so high, thinking you're bulletproof, and you come down to this rock bottom, and then you got to pick yourself up again.
Now, interesting thing, you touched on the fact that you're a believer. You say there's an element of spirituality in what you talk about. But for people that are not necessarily of the same faith or belief that you are, would they find it interesting?
100%, Dave. I was exactly like that. I had no time for God. I was okay. I didn't need help. Only those that need help go to church and pray. That was how we grew up during the Zimbabwe, during the war. And, you know, the national rugby player, lots of drinking and partying and all that stuff. So, and in the wildlife industry. And in those days, the way we were brought up, Dave, there was very little time given to the Lord. But as you get older and you realize that there is a creator and there is someone that influences your life when you connect, it changes your life completely. And it changed mine. And I was a hard nut to crack, Dave. I was hard. And it wasn't prison that changed me. It was the Lord that changed me. Because I had to get on my knees and pray. And I did. And I shared that experience in my talk.
So if you're listening to this, and I hope you are, and if you have just joined us and you're not sure what the conversation was about earlier, well, firstly, it's going to go up as a podcast. You'll be able to catch up with the conversation with my special guest, Rusty Lubaskakhny. He's a man who was tremendously successful in his earlier life, and then through circumstances beyond his control, was imprisoned for a crime that he didn't commit and spent a long time suffering under that lash. 10 years in prison. You'd imagine he'd emerge as a bitter, embittered, broken man. But quite to the contrary, he's emerged victorious and has a message for you. If you want to listen to it, Friday night at the Salt Rock Country Club from 7 o'clock. But get there early. 6:30 would be good because tickets are available at the door. Not many tickets left. I believe the sales have gone extremely well. Your sponsors are friends from Remax, no doubt. Have been largely responsible for enabling this fantastic opportunity. So thanks to them. Thanks to you for popping into the afternoon show and sharing that message of hope and optimism. But really, the full thrust is going to be available to you on Friday night. So yeah, catch up with the podcast if you want to hear more, and be there on Friday if you want to change your life for the better. My very special guest, Rusty. I love us, Gachni. I love us, Shane, to those that know better. Who know? Thanks for joining me on the afternoon
Thank
show.
You, Dave. Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much.
A successful Friday night.
Thank you.
And the afternoon show continues. You're on 88 FM, the voice of Bolito. Here is James Brown.